All right, welcome in. This is the Tuesday, January 11th edition of Daily Wager Podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action for tonight. So settle in and we'll set you up in the next 10 minutes. Of course, we go a little longer. Everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. And you're in for a treat because the ladies
yes.
are on the podcast today. Erin Dolan, Anita Marks.
First ever.
I know. How are you?
I'm great. The first ever female probably pod for Daily Wager. First for everything.
Right, let's make it memorable. Let's look back before we look forward. As we know, Georgia, boom. 33, Alabama 18. I don't know about you. Full disclosure, I fell asleep at the half. I woke up
okay,
around.
So
I woke up around 3:30 this morning and grabbed my phone.
I fell asleep with 5 minutes left in the game, and it was like 19-18 or something. And I was like, "Oh, I'll be fine. I'll wake up." Because I had Alabama money line. I'm like, "I'll be good, kosher. I'll be fine." I woke up again in the middle of the night, and I was like, "Wait, what happened?" And it was like last couple of minutes.
It was nuts. So Bryce Young didn't happen, actually. Two interceptions. By the way, so my bets, I had Alabama. Who's going to – Alabama, Nick Saban with the points. I was all over Alabama. I had Bryce Young over 13.5 rushing yards. Brace yourself. He was negative 43. Negative 43.
Oh, my gosh. I know. You had texted me that this morning, and I was like, is Anita serious? And like, I had to look it up because I was like, oh,
how wrong of a prop bet could that have been? I did win with Pickens over receptions, but he had one reception for 52 yards. The over under was somewhere around the 30s. Georgia rushed for 140 yards. Alabama's defense got tired down the stretch, and Georgia's defense was unbelievable. 4 sacks, 9 tackles for loss. Unbelievable. So I was looking to see if there was any futures bets out there in regard to who's favored to win the national championship next year in college football, but there's nothing out there yet. Just FYI.
Yeah, I think there might be some on. I saw an article saying that some of them were posted, but on Caesars, yeah, I'm not seeing it just yet.
All right. So enough with college football. That's behind us. We've got some playoff football that's heading our way. Let's take a look at the Saturday lines. Of course, we've got the Raiders going to Cincinnati. Erin, this is how I'm playing it. I'm going Cincinnati minus 2.5 in the first quarter, -4 in the half. I'm also, you know me, Erin, I know you've been a part of our team for a hot second, but you must know that I'm all about the 2-team 6-point teasers. That's my real
yes, you are.
So so I'm gonna tease Cincinnati down to a pick'em, and I'm gonna line that with the Patriots +9.5. That's my 2-team 6-point teaser. Also, I'm gonna take the under at 49.5 for a number of reasons. Number one, the Raiders coming off of a very emotional, what an unbelievable last game of the regular season that was with the Raiders and the Chargers. They played, 90 minutes of football, very emotional game coming in. One would imagine that they're going to be exhausted having to go on the road. Cincinnati, meanwhile, rested. Burrow didn't play. A lot of their star players got an opportunity to rest, and they're going to be at home. And apparently the weather conditions are not supposed to be great. Cold, rain, wind, maybe 1 to 3 inches of snow, who knows? And those conditions, not good for a team like the Raiders that we know play out in, Sin City. So I'm all about Cincinnati, and I like them early because I think it's going to take a minute for the Raiders to get into game form. How are you playing game one on Saturday, Erin?
Yeah, so looking at the lines, it actually, the Bengals just dipped from -6.5 this morning to -5.5. That total's still at 49. The Bills also dipped -4.5 to -4 with currently the lowest total on the board. And both of these totals just dipped a half point this morning. So I'm not looking to play this game right now on Tuesday afternoon. I'm going to wait in the next 48 hours. But one interesting thing about these two games and these AFC matchups is Cincinnati already beat the Raiders easily in week 11, and the Pats and Bills split the regular season series. So in terms of how these odds were priced, I thought it was interesting that Adam Pullen, assistant director of trading at Caesars, had said earlier this week that there's not much difference to how they set a line for a matchup that hasn't occurred compared to one that already happened twice, that teams have ratings and people use those for the lines no matter how many times they've played. So it's going to be interesting to see how we have data on some of these games, and on other ones, obviously, these teams haven't met once during the regular season.
Prop bets, I'm going to keep an eye out. And typically, you know, unfortunately, prop bets, they're not, you know, those odds and those lines aren't dropping until, you know, we're lucky mm-hmm. if we get them on Friday. Raiders, horrible against the pass, good against the run. So I'm going to be looking for numbers and potentially lean on overs with Jamar Chase as well as T. Higgins. And Cincinnati, one of the worst defenses against opposing tight ends. So I'm going to be looking for Darren Waller prop bets as well. The later game on Saturday night is the Patriots. You know, I saw them at 3.5. If you're telling me that's gone up to 4, 4.5, all the better. Again, I'm going to use them as a two-team six-point teaser. And I'm going to tease that with the under at 48.5. As we know, this is a rubber match on the road again. Here's an interesting stat for you, Aaron. Road underdogs are 13-6 against the spread in the playoffs against divisional opponents.
Wow.
Yeah. So listen, I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots, it's Bill Belichick. It's the postseason. You know, there's a reason why we call him the greatest coach of, you know, the history of the NFL. So I do like the Patriots here. Again, another bad weather game. Expected, not as bad as the first one when the Patriots went to Buffalo, but bad nonetheless. So I think this is going to be very low scoring, and I love the Patriots getting the points, especially if you can tease them up.
Yeah,
plus 9.5, 10, 10, 10.5. How are you playing this one, Aaron?
So I don't have any plays yet on that one. The one other game I wanted to talk about that is on the slate that is quite interesting is that Caesars expects the 49ers to be the biggest public dog of Wild Card Weekend. This is also the shortest line and the highest total of the weekend. The trends do support the 49ers as a dog, 12-5 against the spread as a dog, 9-3 ATS as a road dog since 2019. And we know the Cowboys are one of the best against the spread teams in the league this season, but they're actually 8-15 against the spread when that line's between -3 and +3 since 2018. So just considering that this 49ers line is so short, probably because of how they play down the stretch. And meanwhile, the Cowboys always lose to good competition. They lost to Arizona, Tampa Bay, Kansas City, Las Vegas. Each of those games also went under 50 aside from that Raiders overtime win on Thanksgiving. But the Cowboys just don't play well when they play good competition. So I'm not surprised the 49ers are probably going to be the biggest public dog of Wild Card Weekend.
Yeah, listen, I'm all about the dogs this weekend, Aaron. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only two favorites that I'm leaning towards is Cincinnati and Kansas City. I like the Eagles getting the points. If their defense, if their front seven could get to Tom Brady, I think, Lynn, you're a big Eagles fan. You got to love that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm with you. I love the 49ers. I'm calling Dallas a paper tiger. You know, their record against above 500 teams this season is pretty horrific. Mm-hmm. And I actually like the Cardinals possibly to upset the Rams. And that's hard for me to say because my pre-NFL Super Bowl pick was Bills over Rams in the Super Bowl. And here I am with I think there's a possibility the Patriots can upset the Bills. And I think the Cards as well can upset the Rams. So I'm with you. There's a lot of dogs in this fight over the weekend that I'm leaning towards.
Yeah.
Let's move to the association. Let's talk about the Golden State Warriors and the Memphis Grizzlies. We both have plays on this game. Before we do though, are you following the whole Draymond Green? I won't call it a scandal. It's not a scandal, but. You know, so
yeah, I mean, it's definitely something people are talking about and posting about that he had come into the game just for that opening tip off and then went right out of the game. And should the books refund those who had put prop bets on him? But he did actually play in the game. Technically, he wasn't ruled out before the game. So I personally don't know from working at a sports book what they should do in that situation, because I don't know how much money would have to be refunded or how much money they would have lost on what they had taken in. But
it's millions, because it was reported. This is where it really gets difficult, right? In this day and age of gambling and in sports and in social media, like it was reported prior to the game that that's what he was going to do. So a lot of people jumped on the unders and put thousands and thousands of dollars down. It's just, I just want to mention it. It's just a very, very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, the book should know that on top though.
Of and see how this plays out, because I think this is going to set a precedent.
The book should have known right away to take that down. I don't know why,
but they took some down, but they couldn't. They weren't fast enough.
Yeah, I mean, people can place a bet in 2 seconds. You know what I'm saying? So I can't blame them from that. But yeah, that is something to keep an eye on, because that was a little scandalous.
So Golden State going up against Memphis tonight. You got Memphis getting 2.5. I'm trying. What's the over under is 221. What are your plays here, Aaron?
Yeah, so I actually like under 221 for this. The first meeting, Memphis won 104-101 in overtime. Then Golden State won at home 113-104 in a rematch. And something that I've noticed is, because Klay Thompson obviously is back and he might not play on every single, you know, back to back, his minutes are limited and whatnot. But I've noticed that the totals have been a little bit higher. So when they played the Cavs in their last game, that line actually opened 218.5 with Klay coming back. And I felt like that was super high, considering it was two of the top defenses in the league, being the Cavs and the Warriors. So I feel like this line, again, is inflated somewhat by that. I know Draymond Green's not in. Memphis Grizzlies are hot. They've been playing great. They're not as great on defense as the Cavs. They're 15th. But I still think under 221 would be a play, considering the first two meetings went under as well.
I'm on the Memphis side here, and you know, big reason, of course, Draymond Green, we know for sure is out. He didn't even make the trip, so sportsbooks don't have to worry. Gary Payton, there's some question marks whether or not he's going to suit up and play. So they take a big hit defensively. On the road in Memphis, they have 9 straight wins, and oh, by the way, they're 8-1 against the spread. Morant, as we know, has been sensational. I know they have no Dylan Brooks; he's their number 2 scorer. But they beat the Lakers without them. So give me Memphis at home with the points. That's my play here. You have a prop bet as well, right?
Yes. So I'm going Ja Morant under 25.5 points. And you never want to take an under on a player like Ja Morant. I mean, he went for 30 points earlier in a win over the Warriors and 21 in a rematch. That one was when they played at home. But Ja Morant did string together 33, 41, 30, 36 to ignite Memphis's, you know, franchise record 9-game win streak, which is insane. And they most recently beat the Lakers. You have a player like LeBron James just complimenting Ja Morant. But I just think the Warriors defense is absolutely no joke. They're first in the league on defense. I know Draymond Green won't be in this game with that calf injury, and we'll see about Klay Thompson and whatnot. I just think they might be able to hold him to under 25.5, considering their defense. And also, eventually a player is going to have kind of like a letdown game. I'm not saying he's going to score 10 points, but he might not be able to hit over 25.5. So yeah, I'm going to go Morant under 25.5, which won't be a very popular play for people, I'm sure.
It's definitely gutsy, Aaron.
It is.
And, you know, and I tip my hat to you for playing that, because he's been sensational. The other game that I'm looking at is Raptors getting 4 against the Suns. I also like the over at 223.5. The Raptors over has hit 10 of their last 11 games. They're going up against the Suns. Devin Booker has just been otherworldly himself, averaging 38 points a game, of course, in games that I don't pick him to go over with my best bet on Daily Wager, of course, right? Those are the games.
That's what always happens.
They've won, of course, 6 straight. They're at home. So you know what? Give me the Raptors. Siakam has just been money on the line. Van Fleet, 8 3-pointers he put up on Sunday. So give me the Raptors at home with the points. I'll take them. I like that. And also I like the over there. You've got another player prop, right, that you like, that you're eyeing tonight?
Yeah, a lot of times when I look at this slate, I go to the highest total on the board and then look for player props. So that takes me to Timberwolves, Pelicans, and the Timberwolves have actually won 4 games in a row, which is great. So I'm looking at Karl Anthony Towns over 24.5 points. He's averaging 26 points in the last 10 games and had 28 points against the Pelicans earlier this season. He's also coming off a game in which he had a season-high 40 points in that win over Houston. Again, that's Houston. They're the worst defensive team in the league. The Pelicans ranked 21st on defense, so he should still be able to put up some points. And he's been heating up a little bit. And I know he's only hit this in one of the last 3 games since returning from, you know, COVID-19 and things like that. But that's usually pretty typical for players coming off that COVID break. They don't put up very high points in the first couple of games. So, again, I like him over 24.5 points tonight.
A player prop at I'm eyeing is DeRozan. You've got the Bulls going up against Detroit. I like over 24 and a half points. That's typically what he's averaging. Also over 34 and a half points, assists and rebounds. Again, that's typically what he's averaging. And he's going up against one of the worst defenses, bottom 10, I should say, worst defenses in the NBA with the Detroit Pistons. And this is their second game of a back-to-back. So I'm looking at DeRozan over tonight. Let's end. I'm not on tomorrow. It is tournament two. Golf season started last week. Cam Smith put on a show out there in Hawaii. And so the tour continues to stay in Hawaii, just a different island, a little puddle jumper these guys had to take. But nonetheless, it's the Sony Open. Now, Aaron, do you play golf? Do you tee it up?
It's not my favorite sport to bet. I'm more so an NBA, NFL type of gal. But I think if you're going to make money in golf, and I know I say it weird, golf, I can't apparently say it right. It's an East Coast thing, a Philly thing. But I've tried for years, and I've been yelled at multiple times for saying golf on air the way I do. Again, it's not Jared Goff, but it's not golf. So I can't apparently say the word. It's besides the point. But look at those top 5, top 10, and top 20 markets. Find some players in there. That's where you should make your money.
Absolutely. And you're spot on. But everybody likes to know who's going to win. Who's the winner? Listen, Cam Smith.
Too hard.
Cam Smith put on a show. Again, I expect him to pick up where he left off. So you know what? At 8-1, I'll put money down that Cam Smith wins again. 6 men in this century have gone on to win both the century, no pun intended, and the Sony Open. 6 men. Wow. So in the way that he's playing golf right now, 8-1, I'll lay some coin on that. But here's some top 5s, some top 10s for you. Sungjae Im, top 5, you can get a plus 450, was just one of 5 players to gain strokes in every major category last week. Corey Connors comes in, didn't tee it up last week, but tees it up now. He's made the cut in each of his past 9 starts at this tournament, 7 top 25. I've got him finishing the top 10 at plus 225. He's just really accurate. And it's one of the things you need in your bag this week. You need to hit the fairways. That's for sure. Webb Simpson, top 5 at 3-1. He's got top 4 finishes in each of his last 3 trips here. I like Leishman to finish in the top 20 at even money. I like Russell Henley to finish in the top 20 at plus 110. Gooch, who played extremely well last week, I got him finishing in the top 20 at plus 130. And Charles Howell, his game fits this course to a T. I got him finishing in the top 20 at plus 220 as well. So a lot of these guys that I just mentioned, again, finishing the top 10, top 20, top 5 at plus money. You can't go wrong with that. Some matchups that I like. I like Na over Kisner for minus 105. Power over Horschel at minus 120, and Gooch over English at minus 130 as well. So those are some of the golfers that I'm going to be eyeing this week. So, but again, Aaron, you hit the nail on the head. You know, the producers for Daily Wager, they always want a winner from me. And of course I oblige, I give it to them, but I always tell people
it's tough. Really,
where you make your money in golf is the guys who are going to finish in the top 5, top 10, and top 20. So you hit that nail on the head. Any final thoughts before we sign off?
I thought this was a good episode. The girls are holding it down.
Oh, yes, we are, along with my dogs.
Yes. So. Well, they're just the underdogs barking in the background.
Along with my dogs in the background. So, but Aaron, it's been great. Again, that's it for today. I know we went a little bit longer than 10 minutes for the bets we promised, but we hit on a lot of stuff. The Sony that kicks off on Thursday, NFL Saturday, as well as some of the lines that we like heading into Sunday, and some NBA action for you tonight. So please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow. If you're enjoying the show, it helps us out tremendously. And for myself, Anita Marks, and Aaron Dolan, we thank you. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.